USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is approving legislation to avert a rail strike. The chamber voted 80-15 in favor of a bill that was passed Wednesday by the House. The measure now goes to President Biden for his signature. New inflation numbers are out as we head into the final month of 2022.
A key inflation gauge watched by the Federal Reserve is coming in as expected. The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago. As for the October number, it went up by 0.2%. The figures are key for the Fed when it comes to making decisions about how to fight inflation. On that note, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said this week smaller interest rate hikes may be on the way. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.